body clock is all over the place this morning. I sound like somebody else. My voice is all messed up. I woke up about 5 and I've obviously drifted off till now. And I think I'm going to try and sleep it again for another hour or so because breakfast finishes at 9:30. So I think we're going to go and eat breakfast for 9. But then I think I'm going to come back to the room for an hour or so. And or maybe I'll just be there till breakfast till about 9:30 because I think it's more expensive to get a train before 9, isn't it? So I'm gonna head to a train station about 9:30, 10:00, and find out how much it is to Burton from Oxford because I have no clue whatsoever. And then, excuse me, when I get home, I'm going to power up the Nokias and grab all the see if I can grab all the content off it. I know Vlad was having problems finding the video files yesterday, so I hope that's not going to be an issue. Otherwise, I'll probably send it all to myself via Bluetooth or something. That's probably the best way to do it. So expect to see all that today. Didn't record much last night from Oxford Festival, mainly because got there fairly early, about 6, and had a drink because it was the first time in 24, 48 hours I'd had an alcoholic drink, and I really needed one after all that travelling to keep me awake. And it got quite noisy upstairs in terms of they had like lots and lots of little live bands and poetry and stuff. And I didn't know all that really. If I'd known all that, I probably would have set up some gear in that room and just had it on, you know, literally got somebody to turn it on and off for each little section. But it was good. It was good to see Rupert, and it was good to see Vicky, and it was good to see a whole bunch of people that I didn't expect that were going to be there and hang out and have drinks. And it was nice. I do like that pub. It's the second time I've been. But I think it's one of those pubs that you have to be a regular at to really get it, if you know what I mean, to really be a part of it down there. And they've got like a little kitchen thing at the top at the back, which is really cool. I like Oxford. I just need to pop down to the festivals and the social media things a bit more often. So that was the end, really, of the N86 tour. And I was asking some of the N86, or should I say some of the Nokia One World guys, if they liked the content, and they said it was okay, so that was great. And supposedly the free hugs thing was featured on One World, so that's cool. Other than that, this week, or the next few days, we'll be editing some of the footage, I imagine. And I'm pretty sure that Rupert's going to do something with some of the content, some sort of aggregation of all of that, pulling it all together. And for me, I am going to work on seeing what the content looked like as a whole myself and edit some of my HD stuff that I shot on the Dubai Metro. And then it's back to job hunting. Seems a bit weird, really, to fly out of the country and do all that and then come back and still have to look for stuff. I'm really, really looking forward to getting home and seeing Ella because she's not too well. Well, she's got a cough. Nothing serious, but it's still makes you worry a little bit. And then also Sam. I think she's at work this morning, though. She's probably already gone, actually. But I'll get home probably around lunchtime. Oh, it was good. Really, really good. I enjoyed it so much. Big hugs, big thanks to the Nokia One World guys. They really looked after us. Damn awesome people. Right, I'm going to get another hour's kip and then go for breakfast.